This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Day of the Locust by Nathaniel West. Around quitting time, Todd Hackett heard a great din on the road outside his office. The groan of leather mingled with the jangle of iron, and over all beat the tattoo of 1,000 hooves. He hurried to the window. An army of cavalry and foot was passing. It moved like a mob, its lines broken as though fleeing from some terrible defeat. Todd watched until they had disappeared behind half a Mississippi steamboat, then put away his pencils and drawing board and left the office. On the sidewalk outside the studio, he stood for a moment trying to decide whether to walk home or take a streetcar. He had been in Hollywood less than 3 months and still found it a very exciting place. But he was lazy and didn't like to walk. He decided to take the streetcar as far as Vine Street and walk the rest of the way. A talent scout for National Films had brought Todd to the coast after seeing some of his drawings in an exhibit of undergraduate work at the Yale School of Fine Arts. He had been hired by telegram. If the scout had met Todd, he probably wouldn't have sent him to Hollywood to learn set and costume designing. His large, sprawling body, his slow blue eyes and sloppy grin made him seem completely without talent, almost doltish, in fact. Yet despite his appearance, he was really a very complicated young man with a whole set of personalities, one inside the other like a nest of Chinese boxes. And the burning of Los Angeles, a picture he was soon to paint, definitely proved he had talent. He left the car at Vine Street. As he walked along, he examined the evening crowd. A great many of the people wore sports clothes, which were not really sports clothes. The sweaters, knickers...